Pause on this show, Beat My Guest, Yodeling Adam Ant, Indication by the Zombies. I haven't played that one in a long time, and I love the Zombies so much. Ron Dante doing the Dance of the Week intro with a very, very fuzzy guitar opening. So in the third act of the Sneetches, Sylvester McMuckin McDean once again appeals to his original target audience, the Sneetches who didn't have stars at the beginning of our story. He reminds them that he can remove their stars, too. Of course, the price goes up. At this point, we see Sneetches handing over wheelbarrows full of money and running through that machine willy-nilly. They enter with stars and exit without them and run back in and get more. They get stars, they remove stars, they get multiple stars. They get so many stars, at the end, they're all giddy, broke, and have no memory where they began. And this serves as a great equalizer. The ultimate lesson is that the stars are meaningless. They're frivolous things. All Sneetches are the same underneath. The Sneetches is obviously a story about prejudice and social inequality. Stars Upon Thars was the original name of the Sneetches, and Dr. Seuss published it in 1961. However, I did not find that out until after I gave my episode that title today. One great mind and one minuscule mind think alike. In the future, meaning in 2 minutes, Richard Wigg will be here to host the Wig Out. So stay tuned. Following Richard, we have Harry Parmenter with the Fun House. Lots of fun left here tonight on Swingin' Sundays. Hey, this is Becky, and I am concluding this week's edition of Bubblegum OD. Thanks for joining me, and I hope to see you here next week. Meow.
Time for cocktails. Big Air.
The track, the name of that place, I like it like that. Now you take Sally, I'm gonna take Sue, and we gotta rock away all our blues. Come on!
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
let me show you where it's
at. I wanna show you!
Let me show you where it's at.
The name of that place,
I like it like that.
They had some cat, he was in the Wailing the Blues. Now all the people, they wanted some more, and all they could say was, go back, go, come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on, yeah.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
I want to show you.
Let me show you where it's at.
The name of that place.
Out of Cincinnati, Leighton Riddell Zbornik Jr. Great version of I Like It Like That. He was a DJ, radio personality in the Cincinnati area in the early to mid-60s, originally from Iowa, and cut that great blistering single. I have no idea who the rest of the vocalists or the band are, but that's a single on the USA label out of Chicago. All right, starting off this week's Wig Out, baby. I'm Richard Wig, back refreshed after a week off. I want to apologize because the stream didn't play the rebroadcast that I thought it was going to play, so the set list didn't match, but I have since updated the set list, so if you're so inclined and you want to go review it again, the set list matches the show now. All right, it's a great show, a lot of international stuff on there, and some relatively recent hits of today. Yeah, that's what we do, the hits of today, baby, here on the WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. It is Swingin' Sunday, baby. I am Richard Wig here in the middle hour of Swingin' Sunday. Becky, gets things started with Bubblegum OD, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're here from 8 to 9 on the Wig Out, and we got Harry and the Fun House taking us home and closing it down from 9 to 10 o'clock. Expect the unexpected with Harry Parmenter. We have the debut single. I'm so excited. I'm going to debut it. Wig Out debut. The debut EP, excuse me. It's an EP by the Montgomery Wards, a great band from Portland, Oregon, that Glynis and I got to see last weekend. They have a great EP on Chaputa Records. We're going to get to that later. But right now, baby, we're going to go to Delaware because we want to move.
Don't know. Yeah.
got nowhere to go, baby. Unrelated segments from Detroit, 1967. Where you gonna go? Liberty Records, 45. One of three 45s they have out in 67 into 68. Love the unrelated segments, man. All right, then down to Tampa. The Split Ends, Rich With Nothing, 1967 on the CFP label. Rich With Nothing, I'm Rich With Wig, baby. Yes, your humble host here tonight on the Wig Out. Prior to the Split Ends, we have Paul Revere and the Raiders, 1965. Stepping out. They're stepping out on you. Yeah, Columbia Records, 45. And from Tennessee, from Manchester, Tennessee, the Uncalled For, 1967, Do Like Me. Lori Records, 45. That was released locally and then picked up nationally by Lori. And unfortunately, it was not a big hit for the Uncalled For, but it was brought to life again about 20 years later by the Gravedigger 5, who did a great version of it. And from Cincinnati, Them, 1964, is a local group called Them, before the Irish group came on the scene. That's their debut 45, A Girl Like You, on King Records. They later, after the Van Morrison Them came along, they changed their name to It's Them for another 45, and then later to Them, with multiple T's and M's. Man, trying to bridge between their original name and then non-infringing on the Van Morrison group. All right, and then we started off from Delaware, the State of Mind. Move, 1966. They're from Newcastle. That is on the Shabbos label. They got a couple of 45s out in 66. All right, baby. Weak folk. I am glad to be back here in the Bunker Studio, blasting out the 45s, blasting out the Blastables. All right, let's go to Pueblo, Colorado. Sweet, sweet Sadie.
Don't do me wrong, girl, I'm over it. Maybe you got that certain something. Come on, baby. All right. Come on, right now. Girl, yeah. You captivate me. I gotta tell you right now, baby. Girl, that's right. You fascinate me. I get up and look down within me. You tell me I'm your way, I stop it. You go my mind, but it's all right, yeah. Girl, come on, work it up. Yeah, right now, baby. Girl, that's right now. You captivate me. I gotta tell you one more time, man. Girl, yeah, you fascinate me. Let me tell you one more time now.
I can't beat your drum, baby, play your tambourine. I can't beat your drum, baby, like nothing you've ever seen. Your drum, baby, make you up so right. I can beat your drum, baby, single-faded time. Oh yeah, single-faded time. Oh, you're gonna pick up sticks now. Oh, you're gonna get some kicks. Your mind. I can beat your drum, baby, single-faded time. Yeah.
1967, The Sparkles from Texas. No Friend of Mine. That is the hit side on their Hickory 45 there, Hickory Records 45. Man, you cannot go wrong with that riff, with that chord progression. Sparkles, man, doing it great. Swamp Rats did a great version of that, too. I'll have to dig that out for another time and another place. Actually, it'll be the same place. It'll be here. The Wigwam, but it'll be another time on a future episode of The Wig Out, baby. All right. Dale Gregory and the Shouters. From Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Dale Gregory and the Shatters. Did You Need to Know? 1966 single on the B-Sharp label. That was number one locally in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as it should. Yeah, Dale Gregory and the Shatters included Pat O'Brien, who was later a big-time sportscaster on CBS, I believe. He was the electric piano player in that band. Raunchy electric piano, I got to say. Everything about that is raunchy. I think that's another one that I first heard on Monsters from the Midwest, The Frozen Few. Monsters from the Midwest, great comp series of Upper Midwest 66 Mayhem, man. All right. Prior to that, from Denver, Colorado, The Rainy Days, Discount City from 1967, a 45 on Uni Records. That's the follow-up to the great Acapulco Gold. Easy for me to say. Woohoo! And then, let's see, we went down to Houston. The debut 45 by the Fever Tree. You may know them. They moved out to San Francisco and had a number of records through the later 60s. But that first one is a good punker with a good beat. I Can Beat Your Drum. 1966 on Mainstream Records. And we had the undeniably great, the one and only, the unmistakable sound of Question Mark and the Mysterians. Girl, You Captivate Me. 1967 on Cameo Parkway Records. And then another one from Colorado, The Teardrops from Pueblo. Sweet, Sweet Sadie. 1966 on the 004 label. That comes with a good picture sleeve of the group. They have these knee-high boots on that are, I can't tell if they're like equestrian riding boots or if they're male go-go boots that they're wearing outside of their pants up to their knees, man. They look cool. They look cool. They kind of look like a Bobby Fuller 4. With they got the Bobby Fuller 4 kind of hair, 1965-66 hair. Not the Seeds kind of 1965-1966 hair, but cool nonetheless. All right, Wig folk, Wigsters, you're tuned to The Wig Out here at WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. Give me an all right. All right. I'm Richard Wig. Yeah, blasting out the blastables here. we have a Wig Out debut. The Montgomery Wards, a great three-piece group from Portland, Oregon. Steve, Matt, and Melissa have a new EP out, their debut EP on Jabuta Records. This one, they're going social commentary on us. Here's a track from that four-song EP, Days of Our Lives.
We are primitive, method actor, see the future, going backward, these are the days of our lives, gotta hang on to every little bit, cause the fat cats are coming after it, these are the days of our lives.
things you've been putting around. I don't believe the things you do to me, girl. I can't believe the things you do to me, girl. But when the night comes, baby, over this town, we see the last lights going down. It seems now, baby, we're alone in this world. It seems now, baby, we might just drown. You and me, we're alone.
Montgomery Ward's bookending that set. Ending it with a Cynics cover from their new EP on Chaputa Records. Get My Way is a Cynics song. The Montgomery Ward's covered there. Great version live. Great version on record, man. Go see them live and then get the record, too. Oh, man. Love the Montgomery Ward's. Let's see. We also had the Revox from a 2023 LP. Railway Blues was the track. They're Swiss. And the name of the album, their second album, is You Treat Me So Bad. It's on the German label Soundflat Records. A great stand-up stalwart of a label in the scene. All right. And we go all the way back to 1995 for the Monarchs. Go Now. On their debut and only album, as it turned out, E Vicente E Mori on Pinup Records. Man, Sarah sounded like a one-woman Delmona's wrecking crew there on that track. Glynis and I loved seeing the Monarchs. They are one of our favorite mid-90s bands. They're from the Detroit area. And one time, maybe it was at Sleazefest? One time she came out in a nun's habit and had a ruler and was smacking all the knuckles of the guys in the front row with her ruler as they were singing their first song. And they were very lively on stage and were bouncing around. And on the album, it shows, it's like a little scorecard. And it says that Sarah won the falling down competition, falling down 82 times unintentionally during performances. And then the guys falling in behind her there, not with 82 fall downs. All right, Sarah. Sarah gets some rock of approval. All right. Yes, the Monarchs. Let's see. We also had, let's clean this up a little bit here. We had the Mighty Caesars, When the Night Falls, from a 1986 album, Acropolis Now, on Milkshakes Records. And then from Colorado, the Element 79, a 10-inch from 1995. Damn, 30 years ago. Leave It All, it's a great 8-song 10-inch on 360 Twist. It's called Dig Out, is the name of the 10-inch. Michael DeBole and the guys there, Element 79. And then from Los Angeles, the Los Angeles area, King Flamingo Agogo, from a 2021 Outro Records LP, the King Flamingo Collection. And we start off with Montgomery Ward's from their new EP, Days of Our Lives, was a track that we played there. Going social commentary and protest. Yes, we welcome the Montgomery Ward's to the protest garage scene. That's from their EP on Chaputa Records. Friends, Wig Folk, I'm Richard Wig. We're closing out this week's episode of The Wig Out. Yeah, we got Harry coming up here in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned for Harry. I'm going to make way for Harry with the Funhouse. All right, we're going to flip over that Montgomery Ward's EP. There's an instrumental that we're going to play as we go out here called Road Flare. And we'll be back. Wig Folk, it's a pleasure to be here. We will be back next week. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. The Fun House.
Just let it groove its own way. Let it drain your worries away. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. Lay back and dream on a rainy day. Lay back and groove. Yeah.
captain cry. Explore the ship, replace the cook, let no one leave. Ships come home.